There's a lot of different rocks you can do it with.
Is that where hard rock came from? This rock harder than the other.
Oh, hello. Greetings. I am the monitor of Installation 04. I am 343 Guilty Spark. You're listening to Rage Quit Radio. Save their heads. Dispose of the rest.
Shiite Muslim gonna die.
Dude, attack! Oh my god, you're gonna die, so you might as well have killed one of them.
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
I very well might be.
Why the heck am I lagging?
Oh, oh
no!
Has joined the channel.
Are you kidding me? Thank you.
Okay.
Come on, wait, come on!
I really hate you.
What the fuck is with this guy?
Prowler has joined the channel.
Oh, why'd you guys leave me, guys?
Negative Apex. Has joined the channel.
Oh my, what the fuck? What is Sona doing?
Go, kill him. Oh, I'm gonna miss the edge.
You guys suck balls, man.
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio. I am your host, Lance, joined by my co-hosts, Josh and Ian. What's going on, dudes?
Hey.
Great!
Things are going great.
Things are going splendid over here. We have not been on the air for three weeks? This is three weeks now?
Sure.
Yeah. I think 3 weeks. We haven't really been streaming either. I'd like to say that there's a good excuse. You know, all that global warming just really got to us. You know, we took a vow of inactivity for a while.
A vow of inactivity.
Yeah. I live by that vow daily.
Yeah. No, we've actually had a lot going on.
Pretty lazy, Ian.
Well, at least some of us have.
Wow.
I'm kidding. I love you, Ian.
Oh dear.
But anyway, what have you guys been up to for the past 3 weeks?
Not doing the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely one. What games have we been playing?
Hey, we've been playing League so that we could get better and get our, you know, season end rewards that I'm not going to get.
Yeah, we have not been doing that. We've been dying at League.
We've been trying so hard to get Challenger before the 11th, and it just wasn't happening, so we had to settle for Diamond.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, dude,
you
Josh.
Did the silver color that we're in, did that, like, confuse you,
you know,
as a diamond?
He's
what's really messed up about League of Legends is the one thing that I cannot stand about the game is its
Riot?
Matchmaking system.
Oh,
yeah.
Riot.
Yeah, well, right. But, the matchmaking system in that game pisses me off so much because yesterday I went into queue and I'm only gold, and we go against a person who's practically Challenger, who's one division away from Challenger, and who had like 98 LP.
Wait, so what you're saying is he wasn't Challenger?
Basically, yeah, he was Challenger. Like,
no,
he
no,
was
no,
literally...
I'm saying he wasn't Challenger, though.
No, he was Diamond 1, but he was like...
Diamond 1 is very... They are fighting to get Challenger.
He was literally
just harassing
like
him.
2 points away from Challenger.
No, I mean, yeah, I'm just harassing you. I understand. What we did a game that we went against like two diamonds and a Challenger, with us three being silvers and golds.
Yeah, it literally makes no sense
whatsoever.
You
guys need to take that as a compliment. Like, your skill is so good, they're matching you up against these people.
But we're not.
So why am I in silver?
If we were so good, we'd be facing against them.
I don't
want to
hear it. I'm the one who won the same amount of games as I did last season and wound up in bronze. I don't want to hear it from you guys.
I wonder if it has something to do with... Did you ever play ranked in the preseason?
Yes, and I lost all the time.
I think that has something to do with it.
Yeah, I know. I'm not playing at all preseason.
When does season five start?
January.
What?
January what? Like, is there a date for it, or is it just
January? Okay. I don't know that officially, but they've always started in January. Okay. So, they might decide to start it. I don't see why they wouldn't. I mean, it's the beginning of the year. It's just December and half of November, right?
Yeah. I mean, they got time. Yeah.
Are you guys excited at all for the visual update?
Oh yeah,
I'm super excited by the visual update. Can you hear it in my voice? No, really. Wow. I'm super excited about it.
Oh my god, I'm gonna slap you.
I feel like the visual update is good. It still looks cartoony.
It's good cartoony though. I love like when the Nexus blows up and it turns into the "you win" thing. It's like, oh my god, that's so awesome.
I never saw that.
It's a new video they released. They released it like 2 days ago, which you guys should have watched.
Maybe you should send us the link.
It's on the internet.
What's the internet?
Actually, when you log into League, there's a big freaking box that says, hey.
I'm calling bullshit on that.
You know.
Shenanigans.
Look at Summoner's Rift. Blah, blah, blah.
Like Lance's attempt to cover. Actually, what I like about the new map the most is just how like clean and clear it looks.
Yeah,
you know exactly what you're doing. You know exactly where you can jump over walls, and it's just
Malaphite doesn't blend in with all the walls now.
Hey, that was actually pretty neat how some characters with certain skins, it's like, wait, is that a chance? Oh god, I'm dead.
Is that Udyr? Oh god.
Like playing Xerath on Aram. It's like, you just stay still, they won't know you're there. But I mean, beside the fact that I think it still looks cartoony, I was kind of hoping that they would kind of do a Dota to Udyr
and make it look realistic.
But
I like it more than Dota, and I think it's because I'm so used to the cartoony look of League that if they automatically switch to that, I would be like really irritated.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. League of Legends looks fine to me.
I am now at the moment looking at Maokai rework look.
I'm actually
and it looks amazing.
Should link that. I'm too lazy to do anything.
Do you guys remember what League of Legends map looked like originally?
No, because I started in season three.
Right.
I started season two.
No, you didn't. You started the same time I did. You started before
was
me.
That season one?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, I must have just not played ranked then until like
I just did rank at the time just to get a rank because I think it was like right at the end. It looked like very pixelated and very blocky. And the fact that they have been updating the map like every so often to make it look visually appealing was good. I mean, like, you kind of have to do that. That was the other thing. One of the cool things I do like is they did something similar what they did in the Howling Abyss, where there was background. There was, like, stuff you could see in the back that was going on. It was, like, a whole other world. They did that with the new map. When you're on the fountain, you can see.
Oh yeah, there's over the like, edge, and you're like up on.
You can kind of see Rutuni, whatever.
And you're in the top lane. You can see into like a valley.
Yeah. So, I really like.
Yeah, I like the new map. It's pretty sweet.
And I liked how in Howling Abyss, whenever you killed a tower, like a part of the bridge would fall apart, like interactive maps, environments. That was pretty
neat. The towers fall apart as you damage them too. Now they kind of like lose chunks of them.
They didn't used to do that.
I want them to do more events next season, like, the harrowing and like change the map a little bit, or you know, maybe they can add snow.
I want
or,
a freaking
you know map. Something like that.
I want a new
I
map.
Miss the Winter's Vale map. I miss that a lot. And the and when they brought back the Howling, I seriously thought we were gonna get the old Halloween map to play on, and they didn't bring it back. I was really mad because that map was really cool. But yeah, I think they need to do more in-game events, kind of like what they did when Malzahar appeared, or when he was coming. They made him and his Vorkling would like appear random places around the map and like would say something, and it would kind of freak you out at first. But you know, League of Legends, they can literally do anything right now at this point, and no matter what kind of reaction they get, bad or good, or even if it's really bad, the game's still going to thrive. Like, there's way more people playing this game now than WoW ever did at its peak, which basically means this game's going to be around forever, whether or not people like it or not.
Yeah, we could talk about how successful it's been.
Yeah,
I mean, it's made almost $1 billion between, well, now I have to find it.
Yeah,
I think it's the full year.
Yeah, it's estimated to make over $1 billion at the end of this fiscal year, I think is what it is, at the same rate that it's going. But it's almost there already.
January through September.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's supposed to be, it's like supposed to make over a billion dollars by the end of this fiscal year. And it's like not very far away right now.
Why am I still lagging, Riot? You got right. $1 billion and I'm still lagging, or the game stutters, or, you know, people can teleport on Thresh's Lantern. What's up with that, man?
Oh, hey, interesting thing about Thresh's Lantern, I've noticed.
It's gay.
Is when you click it, and if you're playing Thresh and you flash, the person will still go to where you ended up at.
Right.
I did not know that. Somebody did that the other day. I was playing Jax.
The timing would have to be perfect.
He threw me a lantern. I took it, and he flashed closer to the enemy, like close enough for me to get a jump. And I was just like,
wow,
going insane how awesome that was.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Teleporting on the lantern thing is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. That's why I like to ban Thresh, because his lantern can make or break plays in his grab. He's like Blitz, but on crack. What I was going to say about, back a little bit, back on topic. The only thing that League has to worry about for this year, as far as their revenue, is the fact that as of Tuesday, there's quite a few games coming out, and also the season ends. Excuse me. And WoW is actually bringing brought their expansion Tuesday. So they have Warlords of Draenor to compete with, which, to be honest, it's going to have the same effect on WoW that like other games had whenever WoW hadn't, or whenever they had an expansion. It was like, oh, hey, there's a new game coming out. Well, you know, let's go check it out. It's going to be the new WoW killer. And then it's like you end up going back to WoW. I think the same thing's going to happen to League.
I don't think League of Legends is like really any competition. Like, it's not in the same
field. It's the same kind of players, though.
Yeah, but like, you don't, like, you can play an MMO and you can play League of Legends. You know,
yeah,
it's
a very easy game.
It's not like you're going to stop playing WoW to just play League of Legends, or stop playing League of Legends to play WoW.
I guess the hardcore players is what I mean. Because a hardcore player is not going to be jumping back and forth. They're going to stick to a game until they master it and keep going, and then, you know, they'll stick with it most of the time. I mean, like pro players, the hardcore players, they don't play. I mean, I saw an interview with Skara, and he's like, you know, they asked him, what other games do you play? And he's like, League. Just kind of play League. So that's the only thing I see. it being even a slight threat to League. But anyway, what about the changes coming to the game? Are you all excited for the changes? The jungle changes, Ian?
Well, that'd be up to you, Josh, since you mainly jungle now. Are you scared?
Nah, I'll adapt.
That's always adapt.
That's the spirit. I hate it when people are like, oh my god, my character got nerfed, he's broken, I'm never going to play him again. Ever.
I've watched a lot of people top lane play like really off-the-wall champions like Viktor top and Diana, and they end up building her kind of tanky.
Diana and top is off the wall?
Yeah, apparently. Hmm. And so, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do next season.
I'm kind
lose.
Of...
I know I'm going to lose. I do know that.
And lag out.
Lag out. Oh, guys, we're going to win. Oh, somebody dropped the connection.
As, like, every single time I start a ranked game, I get super nervous because as soon as the game starts, I'm, like, holding down tab button to watch everyone's items. Okay, is everyone there? Dude, that freaks me. That freaks me out the most. I'm not kidding. I'm like
oh, start a ranked game and there's a player gone.
Yeah, I hate that crap.
And to me, when you go into regular solo queue, there is never an issue of an idiot on your team. As soon as you go into ranked, there's some moron that's like, hey, I'm going Tristana jungle. And you're like, oh, what?
Yeah, there really does need to be a vote to kick button.
Yes. There has to be a vote to kick.
Yeah, you said it like a thousand times, Ian. And yeah, they totally need to implement that.
Or yeah. Do not penalize people. Like, there should be a vote, and then if you leave, there shouldn't be a penalty on your LP because some guy's like, hey, I'm going to troll.
All right. I'm playing Tristana jungle or some crap that's like...
Zed support.
Right.
I can understand that. And I mean, I can understand like higher elo players like not even caring, like jungle Tristana, you know, but there's so many trolls out there, it's ridiculous.
I try and think about like what happens if they made a separate ranking system for just team builder, that way everybody could play just their role and always get it, and you know, just kind of have it separate.
People would look at it like it's not the same. Oh, you're gold or platinum or diamond in team builder, but it's not the same.
Or just make the team builder to where you call your role, not your champion. Like you go in the queue for I'm going to ADC or I'm going to support, I'm going to jungle, and then you still have the picks and ban process.
Yeah, right. They could do that for draft. I don't see why they wouldn't be able to. But then again, somebody could just go in saying, oh, I'm going to go jungle, and then actually want to go top.
That would be difficult, yeah.
It's very difficult to balance a game. That's what a lot of people don't understand, I think. Like, developers have a lot of hard work.
It's very difficult to balance trolls.
And, yeah.
I
mean,
I don't know what you're talking about. Udyr and Yasuo and Nasus, Azir, they're all extremely balanced. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, whoever thought 100% crit rate would be, you know, why is that unbalanced? What?
I mean, the only thing is like, we were playing the other day, Lauren and I, and we went up against the Syndra, the same one that was Challenger, basically. And we could have won because towards the end of the game, we started locking her down. Like, champions that have almost no escape, like Yasuo, you just basically focus them down and there's nothing they can do. Of course, if they get even the slightest chance to move, then there's a problem.
Or you get an Udyr on the enemy team and he's a super tank and also kills everyone because he does. That is my biggest beef right there. With
the only thing I can see stopping an Udyr is like have a Braum and an Ashe bot lane and just harass him all game. That's like the only thing you can do is just range CC him. What else are you supposed to do?
Yeah. That's my biggest problem with League is tanks out DPSing like everyone else. It's ridiculous.
I've been having a lot of trouble, and maybe you guys can help me out and tell me what if I'm doing anything wrong. But like I've obviously, as you guys know, I've been playing Udyr like crazy, because I'm trying to get good with him, and it seems like I have like maybe a 60% chance to win. And it seems like every time I'm going against Udyr, like the one we played against, Ian, like they just dominate. And I noticed the other Udyr, and this is all, you know, directed to both you guys, he took he bought the red buff item and the Elder Lizard item and the lantern. The crap, what's it called, guys?
The feral flame.
Yeah,
feral I didn't think you get both.
Yeah, he bought both. You,
I don't think you can pick up two jungle items.
No, he had. Okay, I'm gonna look it up real quick. He had both.
How is that even?
I don't think you can.
Dude, there has to be something.
You're
not supposed to be able to pick up two different jungle items.
Let me just look it up. Maybe I was hallucinating or something.
I think the only advice I would give is level up your tiger stance earlier than you usually do. That way, you're split pushing early the mid game. We can take towers a lot faster.
Because I noticed
Phoenix stance, it's not gonna do anything.
I mean, I kill people with Phoenix stance though.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying. To me, every Udyr we go against ends up being a tiger stance. That's my experience. Is every stinking tiger stance Udyr is a jerk.
Okay, maybe he sold the item or something, but yeah, he definitely had. He may have had the tier two item. And maybe the stone, I don't know. But
I mean, you can't pick up 200 machetes, I don't think.
Sure you can't. No, I don't know.
That was just weird. Basically, he built Feral Flame. I mean, he built almost the exact same build I built. The only thing he got different was the Spirit Visage, which I usually get a Banshee's Veil. But I guess he got that for Turtle Stance. For the healing, I guess.
Right.
Do you think any major changes will happen? Like, we'll see the meta drastically shift?
I don't know if the meta would change.
OP champions are going to remain OP.
I think the early game... I think early game is going to change drastically, though. But I don't see mid to late game really changing, to be honest. I mean, do you guys?
I see really fast jungle clearers being... popular choice.
Yeah. Well, see, especially the junglers with a lot of sustain, I think they're going to own.
Because of like the sight thing and the river and crap like that.
See, here's the thing. I was watching a video on Udyr jungle with a new jungle. He has insanely fast clear time, like fast enough to where I can clear them out, gank, and then counter jungle, and then gank again. And then my stuff is back up. Like, his clear time, that's the thing I love about him, is he's so fast. In the new jungle, it was like impossible for Udyr to get out of the jungle, to gank with like more than half health, basically. Which I'm like over here thinking, great, I should just stop playing Udyr because he's almost impossible to jungle and gank as early as we've been ganking, you know?
Well, what was it, Ian, that you said something about, like, it's supposed to be harder to gank before level 6?
It seems like their goal is to force junglers to make a definite... I'm not saying they won't be able to gank, but a definite kill or, you know, win the lane. I think they're forcing that at 6. And I like that.
Like,
you know,
talking
even
about...
as a laner, I like that.
Are you talking about like mid lane 6 or just on the jungler 6 or the other lane 6?
I mean, when like you may not go to gank until you get your ult.
Oh.
That's my idea as to what they're trying to do. I don't think it's going to work. You're going to find champions that can...
that don't need their ults?
Yeah, I mean, like Lee Sin, I mean, he's so strong early. He almost needs no items to kill you. I still see him being able to gank really early. So, I don't know.
And you can counter jungle very easily.
Yeah. I worry about tanky junglers. Like, you know, I like playing off the wall. Like Nautilus, you know, Maokai. I'm afraid that if they get, or like a Mumu, what happens if they get, you know, screwed up in the beginning? It seems like it's going to cost way too much to come back from getting a buff stolen or getting killed in the beginning of the game and the jungler's got a head start of you.
Yeah, that's why I said, like, I think strong, fast clear junglers are going to be a thing for season 5, where you can stay in your jungle and...
It'll be a fun experience, guys.
Which I don't really... I mean, other than, like... I don't really have any really fast clear junglers. Fi is fairly average. Zen is decently fast and has a decent amount of sustain, but, like... I don't really have anything, so... Yeah, season 5 will be interesting, that's for sure.
Everything's subject to change. Anything we're talking about, they could be like, no, we're just going to keep the old items and same thing.
Yeah. They decided to revert back to season 1.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about when they introduced White Camp. Oh, yeah. Everybody's like, oh, we're screwed. And what ended up happening was you just skip it.
Yeah. Yeah,
like if you had a jungler that could clear it, you clear it. If you didn't, then you just didn't worry about it.
Yeah.
I found out today that playing Jax, you cannot do white right after blue. I was
well,
not
there's
happy.
No need to. I mean, you still get level 3 from.
Yeah, I honestly wasn't
two
sure
buffs
if I
and one mob and wolves.
And that's the thing is, like, I've always done it that way. I've always gone blue, wolves, raids, and got level 3, and I was like, well, wait a minute, what if I just do raids while I get level 3 before I reach wraith camps? And I was like, alright, I'm doing it. And then I barely killed red buff.
I do,
like, nope.
I actually do
that.
a lot of times if I know I need to gank early, I go blue, wolves, red, and then I gank. Because I'm level 3.
Yeah, I've started doing, invading if I'm purple side and taking their red and ganking bot like right away.
Guys,
it's been working. But
don't give away your strategies, man. What are you doing?
That's season 5 is a couple months away.
We're going to lose. People are going to call this back and be like, "Hey, we're going to beat the crap out of them."
Or
we're going to make them quit this game.
Or they're going to use our strategies and be like, "This doesn't work."
And they're going to lose
man,
all the time.
You're a bunch of idiots.
Oh, they're going to lose all the time like we lose.
So what else is going on in the gaming world, guys?
BlizzCon.
Yeah,
BlizzCon was...
Last weekend.
Yeah, this past weekend. We revealed a new game.
Think it should be called...
say it.
Team Fortress 2 ripoff.
Wow. here's my argument to everybody that has said Team Fortress ripoff. It seems like the idea that they're going with here is not, it's like champion based. It's not like Team Fortress where you pick the same people and the same classes and they all fight each other. It seems like it's going to be a champion focused, you know, type of shooter.
I mean, it's still, come on. I mean, the base is there for... And they even have
it,
the engineer.
You know what? If it had realistic graphics,
and the,
would you have said the same thing?
Yeah. If it was... They have the healer, they have the guy that sets up the turrets, and they have the guy that rocket jumps.
But there's also a guy with not a baseball bat, but it's like a pipe with nails on it that looks very thin and tall.
I'll just say, it looks... They pretty much stole the premise from Team Fortress 2. I mean, you have to admit that.
They took inspiration. They didn't steal crap.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. You know why? Because Valve took Dota, okay?
I think it's funny. I don't know. I'm not complaining.
In Team Fortress,
Blizzard's getting their revenge.
You could watch, if you watch the character playthroughs, every character has like an ultimate move.
Yeah.
See, that's not Team Fortress 2.
Yeah, this is totally a Dota thing.
Yeah, it's almost like Smite and a shooter. It's Smite and TF2 mixed together.
What was the
Smite?
Oh, Smite?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Smite and Team Fortress 2.
Yeah, okay. Did you guys notice? I will agree with that.
Did you guys notice Vi's glove in the thing?
Oh, yeah, in the cinematic?
Yeah. I thought that was hilarious. I'm
actually really excited. I thought it looked really fun. I'm a little worried. There's been no word, at least that I'm aware of, if it's going to be a free-to-play. Do you buy it? You know,
if it's Blizzard, they're probably have to buy it.
Well, you say that, but remember, Heroes of the Storm is going to be free to play.
But also because it's a MOBA and they can't compete with League. Well, I mean, they can compete, but
I know, but Team Fortress 2 is free.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
So, I'm excited. I'm really excited. I want to play it. I want to play it right now.
Yeah, no, it looks fun. I would love to play it. It kind of is funny because the cinematic reminded me of a Pixar movie.
It did. I was like, where is the Pixar icon? Disney. Where's Disney? Where's that? Mm-hmm. Where's that? It was a good cinematic, though.
Of course, it's Blizzard. Blur.
Yeah.
Is that
they
a Blur studio,
made
too?
A crappy cinematic. I don't know.
I just thought it was funny, too, how... The security guard was playing Hearthstone.
Yeah. I laughed so hard. I was like, oh my God. What way to go, Blizzard. Just, you know, drop that in there. See if anybody notices.
Well, it's just funny because it's like, that's me sometimes at work. Like, I'll pull out my iPad and I'll start playing.
Hey, Hearthstone. Are the crown jewels still there? Hold on a minute, man. Oh.
I have 68 stacks of armor, dude. You're just going to have to wait.
Hold on. I have to put this on Twitter, and then I'll check.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I think this is going to be a cool game. The other thing that reminds me of Team Fortress is the comedy aspect of the cinematic, at least. The comedy aspect of it is there.
Yeah,
which that was kind of a really cool
thing. It doesn't take itself too seriously.
Mm-mm. That was what I liked so much about Team Fortress. It was like all those class videos.
Oh my god, those are the pyro video will always take. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
yeah, totally the best.
And the heavy. I love the heavy video.
Oh, where he's talking about the bullet and his gun.
Yeah, he's like, I forgot what he says.
People make fun of me because I'm slow, but I wonder if they can outrun bullets.
That's something I remember like that.
Who touched Sasha?
It's like, some people think they're smarter than my gun, but I've yet to see someone outsmart bullet.
Oh, that's what it is. That's what it is. Yeah.
Good times.
Why are you eating a sandwich in the middle of a battle?
Rom, 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 rom. I guess it's not on the notes, but Halo Fest actually is going to happen tonight late that we're not going to stay up and watch. And,
or Monday.
Monday.
This past Monday.
And apparently they're going to show some Halo 5 multiplayer. I hope I'm right and not get yelled at.
Which technically isn't it Tuesday?
Technically,
I thought it was at 11.
Yeah, it's like
we're in another planet right
now.
We're in a different planet, and nobody knows what's going on. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really excited for the Master Chief Collection. I wish I was in the position to get it immediately.
Black Friday, bro.
Yeah. FYI to anybody who wants an Xbox One, if you trade in your Xbox 360, and as long as it has over 120, I think you get $50 towards your Xbox One purchase. So
really?
It's $350 right now, so it'd be $300. But remember,
Black
the
Friday.
Xbox One is not backwards compatible, so have fun.
We could trade in your games, too. Get store credit.
Yeah.
Let me trade in my recent copy of Assassin's Creed Unity for $5.
Yeah. Dude, you legitimately
I just bought it. No, you didn't. Yes, I just bought it.
How much will you give me for Destiny? $10?
$10?
Probably not even that much. It's probably $8.
You owe us for the DLC, too.
Have you guys seen how many... I don't have the article up anymore. How many registered users Destiny says they have?
Mm-mm.
Didn't I say 9.5 million?
Yeah.
Jeez.
9.5. Now, good this grief. Is Activision saying this. So, you know, this isn't like an actual source, but I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all.
Oh, me neither. And I hate how there was so much hate around the game, and it's like, oh, we got 9 million players, but everyone hates
it.
Yeah,
it was like I get a lot of news from Polygon, and they hated on it so bad, and it was like, but we keep playing it. And they even released an article like, we hate this game, but we keep playing it. We don't know why. It's like, well, maybe it's not a bad game, you idiots.
Exactly.
Jeez.
It was kind of funny because, like, Jason would always say how much he hated WoW. God, I hate this game. But that was, like, all he played.
Same thing goes for Halo.
Oh, yeah. God, I just went 20-0. God, I hate this game. I suck.
I could have been 80-0, but this game is awful. It's like you're sitting there in the corner going, I was positive. I was 8-6.
I helped.
I helped.
I'm helping.
Oh, man. So what else is going on, guys? Getting kind of drunk here. Oh, somebody wrote in also StarCraft. Oh, yeah, StarCraft expansion. Legacy Void? That's or Legacy awesome. In the Void?
I don't even Legacy play StarCraft 2, and I want to play it.
Well, interesting thing that Ian brought out was that it's going to be standalone, so...
Well, the if expansion itself is standalone, so you just buy it.
Legacy
so
of the Void.
You can buy just the expansion, yeah.
Legacy of the
Which
Void.
I don't understand how that's going to work. Like, I don't know if it's just like just the campaign or what, but that's weird.
IGN says that StarCraft is basically Battlestar Galactica. You don't know what that means.
A lot of drama and boobs.
Well then, sign me up.
God, I love Katie Sackhoff.
That last name, though.
Let's not talk about it. You leave her alone.
I kind of thought that was interesting. Oh, real quick, also on the topic of StarCraft. Well, I mean, wait. BlizzCon.
I don't think Lance knows what show he's on.
BlizzCon. Wait, are we done with StarCraft? Are we done?
Have to be. You're the host, man.
Okay, I wanted to mention, I thought it was interesting, the remarks made about the WoW movie was,
oh, yeah.
It was, and I quote, Avatar and Lord of the Rings combined, is what they said.
It's going to be so a like CGI a movie, crap, right?
No, it's going to be live action.
What? I'm out.
I'm not happy about that, but you know, they were like, oh well, CG animated does not appeal to the adult audience. How adult audience are they talking about? Like 50 year old plus?
I don't know.
Cause I feel I would watch an animated WoW film, even if it was like in game graphics and it was a film. I would watch it.
But, I mean, but CGI doesn't have to be animated. I mean, did you ever freaking see the Final Fantasy Spirit something.
Oh,
was CGI, and there was parts of it where I could have swore they were real. So it's like...
So that was like back in 2000.
Too,
actually.
Real, yeah, that's an older movie.
Interesting fact about that movie. That was the first CGI full film, full feature movie.
What? Yeah, they could have totally done well in CGI with them looking good.
What about Toy Story doesn't count as CGI?
Cartoon. I'm sorry. The one that used motion capture CGI. That's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, dude, that
movie was boss. Yeah. So, like, why are you going to say, we can't do WoW because it's going to be animated if we do CGI?
Well, it doesn't have to be. To be fair, that's not Blizzard's statement.
Did you guys see Do you remember Beowulf?
Yes.
I never saw it.
Oh, my God. That was so awful.
That is a good example of what it could have looked like.
Also, look at all of WoW's cinematics. They have literally, like, what we were just talking about.
Do a 2-hour WoW cinematic, people would be happy.
You know how much that would cost, though? That would cost more than, like, Avengers movie would cost.
They make it back.
I don't think they know that they would, dude. Because, like, look at all the other video game films out there.
Just have a bunch of hot night elves dance at the end of the movie, and you just made all your money back.
There is only one video game film that has actually been successful, and that was an animated film, and that was Wreck-It Ralph. That's the only video game film that did well.
That movie.
It's a good movie.
I want to see it.
Anyway, Peter Take Thomas just invited me to League.
Oh, yeah. We should go play League.
Wait, who? What?
Peter just invited me to play League.
We should go play League.
I thought we were
playing
DayZ.
No, we're playing League.
We are.
We're playing DayZ, damn it.
No, we're playing League.
No, we're playing DayZ and then League.
We're playing DayZ for the next, like, 4 hours trying to find each other.
I want to play League.
I want to play League,
anyway, there's a show, you know...
No, I don't even care about the show anymore.
Hey,
I'm going to go play DayZ.
We should just do a show while we're playing. No, it's a bad idea, playing League while doing a show.
Yeah.
Josh would have to be muted out.
It's going to be pretty much. This is what it's going to be like. The whole time.
Fuck!
No, you forgot
no!
the...
Why?
You forgot the click, 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 click.
Oh, yeah. Click, 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 click.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's going to be the show.
It's like we're trying to do a Morse code with our mice. People are gonna have to figure it out.
So, special edition of Rage Quit Radio, figure out what we're saying with our mouse clicks.
Oh my goodness.
Oh dear. Oh, I hate Udyr. Shut up.
Dude, he's so much fun to play though. Oh my God. I seriously think that Udyr is the most fun champion I've ever played. Not the best champion I've ever played. The most fun.
Most fun.
Most fun game or champion.
Dude, he's so fast.
And then when you get boots of mobility and you have Zillion and home guards, he's like the Flash. Out of the base.
He's like a dick. He's really annoying. Hate playing against him. I just hate him.
Real quick, I was going to tell you, when you were talking about getting Tiger Stance a bit earlier, I was getting Tiger Stance literally just for the Phoenix, because I would activate Tiger Stance, and then he would auto-attack real fast, and then I would get more Phoenix charges out. Yeah, that was the only reason. Anyway. Do you think that would not work? I kill people really quickly when I do that. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to stun you, and I'm going to Tiger you, and then I'm going to Phoenix you, and then you're dead.
I didn't think the attack speed lasted after you switch from Tiger
you
Stance.
You get the passive, and then they activate, which gives you like 5 or 6 seconds of attack speed increase. Like crazy attack speed increase. And then you activate Phoenix while you still have the buff running, then you're like, you know, more Phoenix charges going out. So that's what that is.
Phoenix charges, huh?
Yeah, well, every 3 attacks, you Phoenix. Shut up.
I don't even know, dude.
We've hit a point of no return. We're done.
Done, son.
Done, son.
Okay. So what were we talking about?
I should post that
before?
Video for everyone to watch.
Oh God.
Oh.
How much time do we have left?
All the time in the world.
No, really, I want to know because there's a big topic.
15 minutes.
Okay. This is not the best time to talk about this. No. We'll talk about this instead. Did you guys watch the first person combat of Star Citizen?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did you?
I'm watching right now.
Oh my God!
Wait, you didn't watch it?
No, you watched it.
No, I didn't.
Lance, you watched it.
I'm watching it right now.
He said he was gonna watch it.
I swear to God, he watched it.
No, I know. He said I'm gonna watch it. I heard him say it.
Was I like drunk when I said that?
No, you were like, yeah, I'm gonna watch it.
I'm skipping ahead. I'm watching it right now.
I think it's last time when we got on to do the show and we didn't do the show. He was like, yeah, I'm watching it.
Yeah.
I never said I was watching it.
Sorry, Josh. I believe you.
I'm doing it right too.
It kind of looks like Alien Isolation a little bit.
Dude, it looks beautiful.
Best, but
it looks like poop. Like the graphics are amazing, but the gun, like physics.
Oh, I haven't
awful.
Got to that yet.
It's like you're shooting with plasma Nerf guns. Like, he puts, like, 3 clips into a guy. It's like, what is he wearing? And then they do the zero-G crap, and it's like...
Like an enemy player?
Yes, an enemy player. No.
Oh.
Barney.
I didn't know if there was, like, NPCs or whatever in this. Shut up.
No, like an enemy player. Like, you know, people you go against versus with... It's usually not. It could be an NPC, but sometimes you can choose to be a human enemy in some games.
That's kind of neat. There's like, stop.
It's pretty looking, but I'm saying like the gun physics themselves,
dude,
it's like,
I think the guy was just mostly missing him. I think he put 3 clips toward him, but he missed most of his shots. Like rewatching the video, I'm looking for that.
Is it at 350?
I just skipped to 430.
Dude, I don't know, man. Whoever was playing sucked. They either sucked really bad or the guns just don't do any damage.
Dude,
I'm shooting you. I know I'm shooting you too. Oh, you died first.
I swear to God, he missed like 80% of his shots.
Why is the guy wearing a military uniform on stage?
It's part of the presentation.
Yeah,
shut
man.
Up.
You gotta get in the character. Ooh,
right?
Someone's defensive.
I can't.
Damn right I'm defenses. I'm wearing a military uniform right now.
I think.
It's my Star Trek uniform.
Are you a red shirt?
I got my phasers.
Pew, 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 pew.
No, man. I gotta be a yellow shirt. I was captain.
Okay. I kind of thought this was kind of cool. Now that it would be really cool if like you could fly around and then like dock enemy like cruisers and then go into first person and you know fighting on the ship or whatever like boarding like
that
Battlefront
would be pretty sweet.
Or
yeah
Battlefront
Star Wars Battlefront
Star Wars Battlefront.
I still think the gun physics are awful. Like I just don't like the way they look
and it doesn't seem to.
And, I mean, who knew that Star Citizen was even doing an FPS?
Nobody.
Along with the game that has so much money, it's ridiculous.
They have oodles.
Why don't they just throw in a MOBA along with it? I mean, come on, man.
By the time the development gets done, they might have so much money.
Have like a chess game at the bar? Like you're gonna go to a bar in Star Citizen and you can play chess.
Did you also know that it's a MOBA? You can get some MOBA in the game too.
No, I was being funny.
He was being funny.
It's also an RPG and an action game.
It's also they don't know how to design guns that can shoot.
Batman shows up.
Yeah, I think every game creator
this
needs
a gun.
This is a gun. Oh God. Yeah, I think every game developer needs to go and shoot a week's worth of like.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna show off a demo, and you know you suck at that game, you better put in some practice, or you're gonna look like the biggest buffoon on stage. Yeah, I made this game. I spent 2 years, but I can't hit that one thing over there that's right in front of me.
Well,
I know that some developers, well, most developers, whenever they go to do the sound recording of the actual weapons, they'll actually fire it themselves and get a feel for everything.
I know, but
apparently not them. I don't know. It looks awkward.
My biggest, parented like, by you, I don't even know if I agree with that. It's like, I still don't think they'd, like, because, okay, in every single shotgun, like, only shoots, like, a foot in front of you. Like, every single game, it's like, I shot you with a shotgun. Oh, you know, you were 2 feet away from me. Didn't do anything.
Have you?
I can blast a target
Counter-Strike
with a shotgun loaded with BBs.
Stuff.
From, like, 25 feet away.
Have you ever played easily Call of Duty? That's what they did.
That's kind of a stupid question, ain't it?
That's the only game that actually has shotgun sniping.
No, Counter-Strike.
What?
Counter-Strike is the first game that did that, dude.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Even the first Halo shotgun was ridiculous.
Yeah, you couldn't one-shot people from afar.
Yes, you could. Not like... I'm talking about like...
He said 20 feet. He said 20 feet.
In Counter-Strike, you could do that.
Okay.
I specifically remember being able to do that in the first Counter-Strike.
I remember being able to do that in Modern Warfare.
I mean, it's realistic. Yeah. You load it with with the larger BBs. I forget what it's called.
I also remember Buckshot, lunging 20 feet with a knife and killing people in Call of Duty.
Yeah, that's very retarded.
I'm not kidding. That used to happen all the time. It was like using the sword, like whenever you would lock on somebody in Halo. Like, you would lunge towards them. It was but it was a glitch where if you had a knife in Modern Warfare.
I was like watching the montage.
Like Superman.
The montage videos of the hatchet bouncing off 8 walls and hitting some poor soul in the foot and they die. Oh my god, my toe! Oh, I'm dead.
I'm dead.
It's like, what? That's
like what Titanfall, you kick people and they insta die.
Oh my god, that's awful.
Oh, I got kicked, I'm dead.
They just killed themselves afterwards. Like, I can't be a crippled person.
I want an ultra-realistic video game.
It's called DayZ.
No, the guns of DayZ are not realistic.
Ultra-realistic.
I'd say the guns are pretty... I'd say the guns are pretty
Rainbow Six Siege is looking pretty nice. Yeah. Rainbow Six Siege is looking pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got 6 minutes, yo.
Yo.
6 minutes, yo.
6 minutes, yo.
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 I'm Jesse from Breaking Bad now.
Oh my god. Oh, I got the phone!
I heard that
Wow.
Josh, did you have a quickie here this week? Because I see some stuff down at the bottom.
I was just going to mention something. Well, because like I had forgotten about a couple of these. I was just going to mention them. I wasn't going to do a quickie.
We'll do a quickie.
A quickie.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like,
it's like we don't have time for a quickie, so it's got to be a quickie. I was just going to say Assassin's Creed Unity came out on Tuesday, November 11th, and it's for next gen and for PC.
Woo!
So
PC, woo!
Certain somebody isn't going to buy it, though, because he's a dick. Far Cry 4 will be coming out November 18th on all platforms. And Dragon Age Inquisition is coming out November 18th on all platforms. And of course, you know, all platforms does not mean anything from the Wii.
Still not coming out of the Wii. We're just going to say all platforms but the Wii. Because Wii is not a platform.
See, that's why you can't say it like that, because it makes it sound like it's a platform. Like it could be a platform. It's like, comes out on all the platforms. And then
except
the Wii's
over that there. One that no one bought.
Yeah, except for the one that no one bought. Which is the Wii.
Do you guys... Okay, we have like...
No.
We have 4 minutes.
No. No.
I thought it was hilarious that IGN gave Call of Duty a 9.1. Not a 9.0. Or a 9.5. A 9.1.
Yeah, I don't know.
What was the other ratings from the other sites? Did anybody look it up?
No. Let me look up Metacritic real quick.
This is what I think. IGN puts out a lot of good content, but a lot of the reviews either seem very biased, and then they change it up with like some no-name game, and they're like, oh, it was awful.
Okay.
And it becomes very suspicious after a while.
Okay, here's Metacritic from all other reviewers.
Okay, wait. You're talking about people that buy Call of Duty.
No, I'm talking about the critics.
Okay.
Critic rating. The critic rating average from all their gaming sites is 26 positive and 3 mixed, giving a score of 83.
No, that's not bad.
No. User score. User score. We have 92 positive. It's pretty good. We have 24 mixed and 48 negatives. Ooh. giving it an average of
5.8.
That's that.
I mean, I don't know.
It's Call of Duty. I mean, it was going to be expected just as another Call of Duty
game. it's Call of Duty. Just put a mask over it, it's Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
Just put a new skin over it, it's Call of Duty.
Did anyone else want to say anything for the last 2 minutes? So otherwise, I'm going to close it out.
We should all say duty.
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 I was looking here it is. On PC Gamer, got a 74.
Yeah, I just of 100. Slightly biased. Seems.
You think PC Gamer is slightly biased?
Really? Mm, yeah. No, I said no. IGN.
No, he said IGN.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, we should just all buy that.
Yeah,
since somebody isn't buying Unity.
I did hear that the PC version of Call of Duty is a really bad port.
Of course. Yeah, I imagine so.
Anyway, thanks so much for listening, guys. We got about a minute left, so I'm just going to spend it talking like this.
You know what we should do for the last minute of the show? Go ahead and launch DayZ.
Let's launch DayZ.
I just logged into League.
Let's launch DayZ. Well, I don't know why we're playing DayZ.
I'm going to play League.
You're not in League.
Well, too bad.
I'm playing League right now.
You're not on League.
I already launched DayZ. So.
Anyway, guys, thanks so much for listening to the show. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch. That's Rage Quit Radio on all three of those. And we'll be streaming more as the day comes, or weeks come, or whatever. We're going to be streaming more, for sure. Anyway, thanks so much for listening, and we hope you guys all have a spectacular night. And we will see you all next week. Goodbye.
Meh.
I'm going to go eat more food. I'll be back.